miswak. So today, before we go on with the hadith, a few things, guidelines that are given, and the method of using the miswak, the size of the miswak, which point should a person use the miswak, etc. So ulama explain that as far as the size of the miswak is concerned, when a person is using a new miswak, then it should be one balish. One balish is one hand span. Starting with, take your fingers, spread it apart, where the baby finger starts till the thumb, this is known as one hand span. If a person is using a new miswak, ideally this should be the length, one hand span. Obviously when a person starts using it, now slowly it gets smaller, but this is the ideal length. Sometimes you find a person with a very long miswak, sometimes he cuts it very small. This is the ideal length that miswak should be. The second guideline that is given is the thickness of the miswak shouldn't be thicker than a person's thumb. So his thumb should be a guideline. It shouldn't be thicker than, it can be thinner than that, no problem. But it shouldn't be difficult to use. And this we're talking about the hand span. Not a very tall person, not a very short person, average person. It should be at that length and that thickness. The next thing that ulama explained is at which point should a person make it. Now he's making wudu. We know that we did the hadith that the person's salat gets multiplied 70 times in which the miswak is used. So at which point now a person is making wudu, at which point does he use the miswak? So the preferred view, some ulama of the view that before he starts his wudu altogether, he makes miswak. The preferred view is that before he starts gargling his mouth. So he starts his wudu, but before he gargles his mouth, at that point now, he makes miswak. And then ulama also explained that how should a person hold the miswak. The method of holding the miswak, the person should take his baby finger and put it at the bottom of the miswak, and then he claps the miswak with the rest of his fingers. So take the baby finger, put it at the bottom of the miswak, and he claps the miswak, and then he starts with the right hand side top, moving to the left hand side top, and then he does the right hand side bottom, moving to the left hand side bottom. That is counted as one. Then he rinses the miswak, and then he does again for the second time, right hand side top, left hand side top, and he comes to the bottom, he does the right hand side bottom, and does the left hand side bottom. And the second time, again he can rinse the miswak if he wants, and do it one more time. So three times like that is counted as a person using the miswak thrice. This is the encouragement that is given, or the guidelines that are given as far as using the miswak is concerned. It's not restricted. If a person wants to go up and down, he may do it, but this is the guidelines. This is a better way of doing it, from going right to left, rather than going vertical from the top to the bottom. Then after that, a person may clean the inside of his mouth. And then we'll find that in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also use the miswak, and he would clean his tongue. So this is also part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to clean the tongue. Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that when a person uses the miswak and he cleans the tongue, especially when he puts it more towards the rear, this helps to take out phlegm. This helps to take out phlegm. Like sometimes when a person goes to the doctor and he puts a stick in the mouth, you'll find that a noise starts coming out from the throat. Like almost like a person wants to throw up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make so much of mubalagha, he would use the miswak so much that even that sound, that sound would come out, because of the amount of miswak that he would use and put the miswak right into the rear of his mouth. So this is also part of the sunnah. In fact, from health benefits, there are many, many health benefits of doing this. We'll do some of the benefits. But from those people that explain that cleaning the tongue also has got so many different health benefits, different types of toxins, different types of germs settle on a person's tongue. So this is the beauty of our deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has showed us cleaning the mouth, cleaning the inside, cleaning the tongue, rinsing it, all is part of our deen. Moving on with the hadith. An Shuraih ibn Hani radiallahu anhu qala, qultu li Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, bi ayyi shay'in kana yabda'u an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dakhala baytah, qalat bi siwak, rawahu Muslim. And Shuraih ibn Hani rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that I had asked Aisha radiallahu anha, what did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do first when he entered the house? She replied, he used to use the miswak. One thing we learn from this, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very conscious about the people around him. Very careful not to cause any type of harm. These were his own family people. He was so careful that they mustn't be harmed by any smell that may come out of the mouth. Teaching us, actually it is not for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but actually teaching us that the first thing that a person should do when he enters his home is to make sure that he is presentable. His mouth is smelling nice. He is smelling nice. He doesn't offend anybody. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter his home and he would make miswak. This would be the first thing that he would do. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, دَخَلْتُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَطَرَفُ السِّوَاكِ عَلَى لِسَانِهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that I once went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the end of the miswak was on his tongue. The end of the miswak was on his tongue. It shows that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also cleaning his tongue with the miswak. So not only restricted to cleaning the teeth, but also cleaning the tongue with the miswak. And Aisha radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, السواك مطهرة للفم برضاة للرب رواه النسائي. And Aisha radiallahu anha said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this miswak is a cleanser for the mouth and it's a means of pleasure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this miswak is a purification for the mouth and at the same time it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn that it has dual benefits. One is a worldly benefit and one is a ukhrawi benefit. In this world also a person is getting benefit by cleaning his mouth and the akhirat benefit is getting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting happy that this person is doing this. So there is double benefit here by using the miswak. One is he's getting worldly benefits and at the same time he's getting ukhrawi benefits. So some ulama have listed some of the benefits of using the miswak. The first is it eases the pangs of death. It makes it easy for him at the time when he's going to leave this world. Because this person was in a habit of using miswak, the pangs of death, the difficulties of death become easy for this person. The next thing is it enables one to recite the kalima at the time of death. It enables one to recite the kalima at the time of death. This alone itself is sufficient to get a person in the habit of using miswak. But it makes it easy, it helps a person at that dangerous moment, at that sensitive, at that delicate moment to recite the kalima. The third is it increases the reward of salah. 70 times, we did the hadith yesterday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that salat without miswak compared to the salat with miswak is multiplied 70 times. It increases the reward of the salat 70. This pleases shaitan. Shaitan doesn't like when the masiqs, it improves the sense of, sharpens the memory and it sharpens intelligence. The way to sharpen the memory is also using the miswak. It strengthens the gums, it is a cure for headaches, it causes the teeth to glow. You find that those people that use miswak a lot, you got a very nice, shiny set of teeth because of the using of miswak. It causes the teeth also to glow. It strengthens the eyesight, makes a person's eyesight strong. And number 12, it assists in the digestion of food. So many different benefits. But although a person doesn't do it for these benefits, he's doing it because it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us. But these are the fringe benefits that come with it. Following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only restricted to the fact that we are following the sunnah, which in itself is a very, very great thing. But it's the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If these people are following the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me give them the additional benefits of using this miswak. So we should make it a point. One is to listen to the hadith, as I mentioned, this is transmission. The main thing is that transformation. Once we hear it, we should make it part and parcel of our lives. Ulama explained, after a person uses the miswak, the better way to keep the miswak is to keep it upright. In other words, the top of the miswak, the top of the miswak be left. If it's left against something, the top of the miswak be on the top, and the bottom remains at the bottom, and you keep it upright. This is the better way of keeping the miswak. Not that it has to be kept like that, but this is just a method shown. Any type of water that's there, you'll just drip down, coming out. So this is a better way of keeping the miswak. So one method, ulama explained, of reminding a person self of using the miswak, is at that place where he makes wuzu, keep a miswak there all the time. So when he sees the miswak, then automatically he'll remember that I should be making miswak. So he, like how a person got a specific place where his toothbrush, his toothpaste, like that he should have a specific place where he keeps his miswak. So every time when he makes wuzu, he's reminded that let me make miswak. This is an easy way of making miswak in the time of wuzu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.